He went 4-for-5 a couple games ago with a home run, and yesterday he went 1-for-3 with an RBI double and also drew a walk, so he reached base twice. Takes this one high and tight for ball number one. 1-1 the count. He already drew a walk in this game back in the third inning, so he's been on base one time, and the Rafters with the bases loaded. Carlson had 5 RBIs in that second game at Fond du Lac. Trying to keep it rolling. 1-1 count. Breaking ball. Misses a little bit outside. Now 2-1. And Carlson, the shortstop for the Rafters, one of those 4 guys that comes from Saddleback College. And I'm sure that you know about that pretty well now, Jeremy, is, well, you've gotten to know at least some of the new faces here. And, well, all 4 of the Saddleback guys have probably been, they seem more than a bit connected.
Yeah, definitely. I know the 2 of the Saddleback guys are their brothers. Junior, the catcher, who I actually threw to the other day for the first time, really good behind the plate. Dad was a big leaguer for a while. They both, definitely a connection there, obviously.
3-1 count, grounded towards the left side, but just foul. A bit behind third base and not by much there. Nearly sent home a couple of runs. But instead of a multi-RBI hit, it ends up being just a foul ball to Hayden Carlson, and the count rolls full, so a 3-2 count. And yeah, the Barajas brothers, I'm excited to get to see Jace pitch, but working back right now and still waiting to see that first appearance, and we'll see if we get that over the coming days. But his brother, Junior, has also been red hot to start off his Rafters career. Bases loaded, 3-2 count, up the middle towards the shortstop gap, sliding, and he'll pick it up, but running over to third now, Kobayashi is going to be caught up. However, the Rafters do manage to score 2 runs. They have both of them come across on the RBI single from Hayden Carlson, and as Kobayashi rounded for third base, he was thrown out, and so that ends the fourth inning. The Rafters are able to manage the 2 runs, and they get on the board. They do so on 2 hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left 1 on base. So it's 11-2, but before we head to a quick break, any parting words you want to share with us, Jeremy? Thanks for joining us.
No, it's been great. It's been a great time. First time in the box, so cool to see it from this perspective. A lot of love for these guys and the work they do, so it's awesome.
All right, well, I'm excited to hear and watch your next performance on the mound.
Thank you.
All right, quick break here, and when we return, more Rafters baseball for you on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away. Or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, hello and welcome back into Rafters baseball here on WFHR. It's the top of the fifth inning and a first pitch strike from Tyler Pacetti as he is taking on Bubba Heidler for the first batter of the fifth inning. The 0-1 count. That one's taken for ball number one. And Pichetti, he was able to get out of that fourth inning. He retired the only batter that he saw. 1-1 count. Misses inside for ball number two. And, well, another big thank you to Jeremy Jones for joining us on the broadcast just a few moments ago. And now on over to the TV side of things, where he'll join Fletcher Anderson for a little bit of time as this one's hit out towards center field. Royce Clayton running up on it, and he will make the catch on the run for out number one. One up, one down here in the top of the fifth inning, and it brings up Esteban Garcia with one out and the bases empty in the top of the fifth. Rafters down 11-2, but they did get the offense going there in the fourth inning. They had the two RBI single from Hayden Carlson, although Kobayashi had gone over to second base. He rounded going for third, and, well, that did allow the extra run to come across and score, thankfully, as this one's hit up the middle. That will get into center field, and a one-out single from Esteban Garcia. He's now on for the third time today, and it brings up Brock Parmer to the plate with one out and a runner on first in the top of the fifth. 11-2, the Chinooks lead. The Rafters had a bunch of momentum heading into this game. They had won four of their last five. However, this one not starting the way that they wanted it to, as the first pitch to Brock Parmer misses outside for ball number one, and unfortunately not able to get the amount of innings out of Tristan Krusenberry that they had hoped for. Had to turn to Drew Thompson in the second inning. He went two innings, allowing one run. It was earned before handing it off to A.J. Buonasetta. Now the pitch missing for Parmer makes it 2-0, and Parmer, the left-handed hitting catcher for the Chinooks. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Pichetti on the rubber. Brings it home, and that one's called for a strike. Now a 2-1 count, and Parmer, he has reached all three times so far this game. He scored two runs. He was walked back in the fourth inning, came home to score on an error. Pickoff attempt over here to first base, and Barajas makes the catch, but no tag applied as he'll toss it back to the mound. Still a 2-1 count with one away and the runner on first. Pichetti brings the pitch home. This one's laced into right field, and that gets down for a hit, and it goes underneath the glove of Carson McIntyre, but runner still stayed on second. So it's back-to-back hits for the Chinooks as Brock Parmer is on for the fourth time this game. That's been a dangerous duo right there between Garcia and Parmer, and it brings up Nate Gray to the plate with one out and runners on first and second in the top of the fifth. Rafters down 9. Gray, the right-handed hitting first baseman, up for the fourth time this game. He is 1-for-2. And his last time up in the fourth inning, he drew a walk and came around to score. First pitch on the way to him misses outside for ball number one. Prior to that walk, Gray struck out swinging in the second, and he singled in the first inning. Came around to score in that one as well. Also stole a base when he was on the base pads. 1-0 count with the runners on first and second. Harper pushing up towards second base. Runner taking off from second. Now the throw down to second base, trying to apply the tag, and it's not in time as third base umpire Patrick Hoskins calls Brock Parmer safe at the bag. So double steal from the Chinooks as Esteban Garcia ends up on third. Brock Parmer ends up on second. There's now runners on second and third with one out in the top of the fifth inning. A 1-1 count to Nate Gray. Pitch comes home, and this one is fouled back as it rolls to a 1-2 count. And Owen DeShazo on deck. He has already got three hits in the game. 3-for-3 for DeShazo. So a dangerous hitter you don't really want to face with the bases loaded, let alone with a further deficit right now. Infield is pushed in. 1-2 count coming home. It's taken upstairs for ball number two. 2-2 the count, and DeShazo on deck. A right fielder, Nate Gray at the plate. He singled back in that first inning, batting .262 on the season. And he's been a nice two-way player for the Chinooks. He's been important both on the offense and on the defensive side. 2-2 count comes home. Swing and a miss. Strike number three, and Pichetti gets a big one there as Gray goes down with the K. brings up DeShazo to the plate with two outs and runners on second and third as Tyler Pacetti hopes to get out of this inning without allowing a run. Now he has recorded three outs in the game. He's allowed two hits. Finishing up that line for A.J. Buonasetta, as I never gave that full line to you, he went two-thirds of an inning, allowed four runs. Two were earned as this one is going to be taken for strike number one, an 0-1 count to DeShazo. Buonasetta also had allowed two hits and three walks while striking out just the one batter. Pacetti bringing it home, gets another swing and a miss. It's an 0-2 count. And Owen DeShazo now down to his last strike in this plate appearance. Trying to get his fourth hit of the game already. As runners on second and third, this would be a huge spot for him. Got a pair of RBIs on the evening already. Pitch comes home, but it's fouled back, and so DeShazo stays alive. And DeShazo, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. And DeShazo, he's actually the beer batter here at Wisconsin Rapids, and so the fans are going to be yelling for him to strike out. And Pacetti hoping to finish him off with the K. The pitch here just a bit below the zone for ball number one. Now a 1-2 count, and with Danny and Zunza on deck, Owen DeShazo hoping to, at the very least, load the bases. Hoping to drive some runs home. 1-2 count. A little low, but not by much. And now the count rolls to 2-2. Danny Inzunza on deck. Owen DeShazo at the plate. DeShazo, he's already got two RBIs, trying to make it at least three with a hit here. 2-2 count on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike number three. And that gets us out of the fifth inning. No runs on two hits. There were no errors. And two left on base for the Chinooks. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Rafters down 11-2, trying to make that comeback when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green. Your foot slams the gas. Your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
The bottom of the fifth inning comes around for you here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining in tonight as the Rafters take on the Lakeshore Chinooks. Right now it's an 11-2 Lakeshore lead, and the Rafters hoping to get things turned around as, well, they did score two runs in the fourth inning. It was on the two RBI single from Hayden Carlson, but Hiroto Kobayashi was caught in between third and second when he was tagged out, and that was out number three. So the Rafters now have to regain that momentum as they'll be led off by the top of their order. Royce Clayton Jr., Carson McIntyre, and Junior Barajas due up in the bottom of the fifth. First pitch to Clayton is fouled back, and now an 0-1 count. And Clayton the right-handed hitting center fielder going up against the lefty on the mound, Aaron Robinson, who takes over for Arthur Liebau after Liebau had a very good appearance, as this pitch is going to be missing for ball number one. So a 1-1 count. Liebau's got a final line after the pitching change as the 1-1 count again misses to bring it 2-1. And Liebau went 4 innings, allowed 2 runs. Both were earned on 3 hits, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Pitch from Robinson, the 2-1. It's fouled back by Clayton to bring it 2-2. Liebau also did not hit any batters with pitches. He had no balks, and he had one wild pitch. Faced a total of 18 batters and threw 78 pitches. As the pitch from Robinson misses high and outside to Clayton, it's now a full count, and the Rafters continuing to work the pitch count well here. Trying to get better and better at taking walks and staying patient at the plate. 3-2 count to Clayton, but he swings and misses at strike number 3 on a high fastball, and he was mad at that swing and goes back into the dugout. And that's the third time that Clayton struck out today, as it brings up Carson McIntyre to the plate with one away and nobody on in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rafters down 11-2. And McIntyre, he was retired for just the second time as a Rafter back in the third inning. And he started yesterday's game and had 5 plate appearances. First pitch to McIntyre, misses outside for ball number 1. So he has reached 5 of his 7 plate appearances. He's got 3 walks and 2 hits in his Rafters career. Very short Rafters career so far, as that pitch misses high and outside for ball number 2, a 2-0 count. And well, hey, no matter how short it's been so far, it's still been a good one. So 2-0 the count to McIntyre, and this one is a fly ball down the right field line, reaching foul territory. Will it be playable by the first baseman? Oh my goodness, what an adjustment by first baseman Nate Gray. The wind pushed it back at the last second, and Gray dove backwards like he was diving, doing the backstroke into a swimming pool. So now there's 2 outs here in the fifth inning, and it brings up Junior Barajas to the plate with nobody on and 2 away in the bottom of the fifth. Rafters down 11-2. Barajas 0-for-2 in the game so far. He's picked up an extra base hit in his first 3 games for the Rafters, but in game number 4, yet to work on base as the first pitch misses for ball number 1, a 1-0 count. And Barajas, what it looks like from his plate approach is he says, anything that is within my hitting territory, I can smash, but that one a little too high in the air, and it's going to be straight away caught by the right fielder. And that's 3 up, 3 down in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Aaron Robinson working very quickly through that frame. He throws 11 pitches to get out of it. And the Rafters down 11-2. We head into the sixth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal.
Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning coming here from Wisconsin Rapids as the Raptors keeping Tyler Pacetti on the mound after he's been off to a relatively strong start to the game for the Raptors. He's gone 1 1/3 innings without allowing a run after taking over for A.J. Buonasetta. Buonasetta did not have the debut he was hoping for Wisconsin Rapids, and well, he'll have to look back to his next appearance to see if he can turn things around, but came in for Drew Thompson. So fourth pitcher of the game for the Raptors, and Pacetti right now looking like a big addition for the Raptors here in the second half. And Pacetti taking on Danny Inzunza to start things off. First pitch misses low for ball number one. And Inzunza, right-handed hitting third baseman, up for the fourth time this game, takes that pitch outside for ball two. 2-0 the count, and Inzunza, his last time up, struck out swinging back in the fourth inning. That was the one strikeout of A.J. Buonasetta's evening, as a swing and a miss from Inzunza brings the count 2-1. Prior to that strikeout, Inzunza walked in the third inning, and he flew out to center field in the first. So 0-2 on the game as that pitch is taken for ball number three, now 3-1 the count. And the Raptors trying to work out of this rut right now. 3-1 count is taken away for ball number four in a leadoff walk for the Chinooks as Inzunza works on over to first base. Tyler Preece now stepping into the batter's box. And Preece, well, he's looked pretty good so far. 2-for-3 in this game, and not just this game, but he's looked good all season long. 336 batting average entering this game, and I've mentioned that a couple of times. I mean, it's so impressive what he's been able to do, and he's been a huge part of the Lakeshore wins that they've been able to get as the first pitch to him misses low for ball number one. So a 1-0 count, and well, in this game, he's already got two RBIs, both on singles. 1-0 the count, and the pitch comes home. That one misses inside, and no, that one is called a strike. Just hit the inside edge as Preece kind of spun out of the way. And he was pushed a little tight in on the plate. Had to back away and not get hit. 1-1 count. This one's lasered into left field. But right there is the Raptors left fielder, Jake Beauchesne, for out number one. And it brings up Jesse Aguirre to the plate with one out and a runner on first. Worth noting, Nick Adrian is in at the plate for the Raptors. He took over for Lachlan Maude here in the sixth inning. And so Lachlan Maude out of the game. Nick Adrian is in as a defensive replacement. And first pitch to Aguirre on the way. This one is hit high in the air out towards shallow center field. Running back out Harper. It'll be called off by the Raptors center fielder Clayton, who comes all the way up to the second base spot and makes the catch for out number two. So brings up Cade Sears to the plate with two outs and a runner on first here in the top of the sixth. And Tyler Pacetti, now through two innings without allowing a run, done so on 35 pitches as the first one to Sears misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Sears struggling a bit this game since that first plate appearance. He singled back in the first inning, but he's been retired the last three times in a row. Pickoff move back to first base keeps the runner on. And talking a little bit more about what Tyler Pacetti has done this season, didn't introduce him too much back when he came in for Buonasetta. 1-0 count. This one's hit high in the air out towards straightaway center field, moving a little bit in the wind. Clayton's under it, though, and he makes the catch. That is out number three. And so the Rafters able to get out of that sixth inning without allowing a run. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on base. And we head to the bottom of the sixth. Rafters down 11-2 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And the bottom of the sixth inning coming your way here on WFHR, and Aaron Robinson back out to work for the Chinooks. Robinson had one inning of work earlier, and he went three up, three down in the fifth inning, but the Rafters going to be stepping up with a new batter into the batter's box. It's Caden Sigmon who's coming in as Sigmon checks in for Jake Beauchesne. And the first pitch to him is going to be fouled off to bring the count 0-1. So an 0-1 count is Sigmon. He is back into the Rafters lineup, taking over for the Rafters left fielder Beauchesne. And on the 0-1 count, it makes it now 0-2. As Sigmon tries to work here, comes into the game as a pinch hitter. This one is fouled down that first base line, and well, no harm there as it rolls towards the Lakeshore dugout. 0-2 count as Nick Adrian is on deck with Eric Harper behind him. 0-2 the count coming home. It is taken below the zone for ball number one. 1-2, and Sigmon looking at what he's been able to do for the Rafters this season, making his first appearance in this game. But he fouls this one back to keep it 1-2. Sigmon has just one hit. He's 1-for-7 in his first two games for the Rafters. However, he's also drawn a walk and was hit by a pitch, so his on-base percentage up to .333, not too bad, and looking for the hit, but instead it goes by him for strike number three, and that is out number one in the sixth inning. Brings up Nick Adrian to the plate with nobody on and one out in the bottom of the sixth. Rafters down 11-2. And there hasn't been a run scored in a while. You have to go back to the fourth inning. Rafters scored two runs in the bottom of the fourth, thanks to a two RBI single from Hayden Carlson. And Carlson remains hot, and he's still a little bit of a ways away as that pitch misses for ball number one. So a 1-0 count. And now the 1-0, it's fouled straight back and out of play. Brings it 1-1. Carlson batting in the 9 hole and looking forward to when he'll get up, but right now just at the 5 spot with Adrian, and then Harper batting 6th. He'll be up next. 1-1 the count. Pitch on the way home, gets a swing and a foul ball back to bring it 1-2. And Caden Sigmon struck out swinging to start off this sixth inning. The Rafters only two runs of the game. Both of those came in the fourth. But prior to that, it was a four-run fourth inning for the Chinooks. They scored all four runs, though only two of them were earned off of A.J. Buonasetta. Now a 1-2 count as Adrian looks to stay alive against the lefty on the mound. Pitch comes home. It misses inside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. And, well, didn't really give too much of a breakdown on Aaron Robinson for the Chinooks. But Robinson, a guy who has previously pitched against the Rafters, that one taken. It's ball number three to Adrian. So now a 3-2 count. And now on the season, Robinson has struggled a little bit in games. Rafters hoping to use that to their advantage as that pitch misses outside to Adrian. Ball number four, and he draws a one-out walk in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brings up Eric Harper to the plate with a runner on first and one away in the bottom of the sixth. Rafters still down nine. Robinson coming from Western Kentucky. He's a native of Lawrenceburg. Just a freshman from Western Kentucky. And, well, against the Rafters this season, he went three innings back on June 22nd as this one is fouled back to bring the count 0-1. He's pitched in three games against Wisconsin Rapids already this year, two of them in Lakeshore and one here at Witterfield. This is his second game at Witterfield. One at Witterfield came on June 22nd when the Rafters won 10-1. 0-1 count in there, called for strike number two. And that win, I tell you what, it really seemed to spark a turnaround for the Rafters. Since that point, the Rafters have a winning record, and that's closing in on 2 weeks now. 0-2 count, check swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. It misses high for ball number one. 1-2 the count. Harper at the plate, though, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Ziggy likes that and says, all right, we'll keep Harper in. Luke Skinner on deck. We'll see if he gets up. But the first pitch to Harper here is called for a strike, and that puts Harper in the books backwards. His first strikeout of the game, and Aaron Robinson's second K of the evening is he'll now face Luke Skinner with a runner on first and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Looking over towards first. Now Robinson brings it home, and it misses over the head of Skinner all the way to the backstop. And so Adrian easily over to second base on the wild pitch. And now the Rafters have a runner in scoring position with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Skinner, you know, looking for that RBI here in the game, as he did single back in the second inning, but it was with nobody on. Fourth inning, he came up to the plate with runners on second and third and one away, but wasn't able to make anything happen, striking out swinging. So just looking to keep the inning alive now. 1-0 count, misses low and outside for ball number two. 2-0 to Skinner. On deck, it's Hiroto Kobayashi, and Kobayashi's been seeing the ball well lately. 2-0 the count in the lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch comes home. This one sent out towards right field. Running up on it, it will be caught by the right fielder for out number three. So the Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We head to the top of the seventh. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, I missed this substitution earlier in the sixth inning, and the Raptors, they did have Nick Adrian come in as catcher, but they also had Noah Hata in center field. He took over for Royce Clayton Jr. in the sixth inning. So, Hata into center field and taking over for Royce Clayton Jr. after Clayton ended his game going 0-for-3 from the plate. And Tyler Pacetti back out here to work. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Raptors down 11-2 on the Lakeshore Chinooks. First pitch to Bubba Heidler is a swing and a miss for strike number one, an 0-1 count. Heidler, 1-for-3 in the game. He also has drawn a walk, has an RBI and 2 runs scored. This pitch misses a little bit low and outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And Heidler up for the fifth time today. 1-1 count is hit out towards right center field in the air, running up on it. It will be caught by Carson McIntyre on the sprint for out number one. Nice play out there. Didn't quite need to dive, but it was nearing that territory and looked like it was going to drop down for a hit, but McIntyre showing off the wheels out there. One away and the base is empty in the top of the seventh inning. Tyler Pacetti still out there. He's trying to go through at least three innings. He has yet to hit the 50-pitch marker. He's thrown 40 pitches through 2 2/3. Pitch on the way home. Gets a swing and a miss from Garcia to make it 0-1. Esteban Garcia, the left-handed hitting second baseman for the Chinooks, up for the fifth time today. He's 1-for-2. Singled his last time up back in the fifth inning, but was stranded at third after stealing the base. 0-1 the count. Coming home, it's high and away for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. Back in the fourth inning, Garcia flew out to center field, and he walked in the first and second. Around to score in the first inning. 1-1 count on the way. Gets a big swing and a miss from Garcia to make it 1-2. And Garcia on the season, .244 batting average with a home run and 8 RBIs. Hayden Carlson has more RBIs in just 4 games. Garcia's played about 20 as this one is hit up the middle over towards second base. Running up on it, Harper. He'll throw over to first, and they got him for out number two. Well, to be fair, it's kind of unfair to talk about Hayden Carlson, who's just been on a tear for Wisconsin Rapids. Carlson up to 8 RBIs as a Rafter with the 2 that he had in the fourth inning. He has yet to finish this fourth game as well, and looking at Garcia's numbers a little bit more, he hasn't been a bad player either. I wasn't trying to say that. It was more of a, wow, look at how good Garcia has been. Or how Carlson has been. 24 games for Garcia. He had 8 RBIs, but batting .244. He's gotten on base .385. This one, a grounder over towards second. Picked up, throw off the balance over towards first, and that's a nice play by Hayden Carlson, who I was just talking about. Go 6-3 with the off-balance throw, and that retires the side in the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's 11-2 Chinooks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Raptors down 11-2 as we hit the bottom of the seventh inning, but nice seventh inning stretch here at Witter Field as, man, the fans really showed out today. Glad to have him along for the 4th of July, and glad to have you along with us on the 4th of July as well, as the Raptors trying to get things going. On the offensive side, they get to take on a new pitcher. It's James Reese for the Chinooks. Reese replacing Aaron Robinson, and Robinson ended his game going two innings pitched. He did not allow a hit, no runs, and allowed just the one walk while striking out three batters. No hit batters, no balks, one wild pitch, faced seven, and threw 30 pitches. Hands it off to Reese, and looking at Reese's numbers this season, a quick breakdown on him. Reese for the Chinooks, he's pitched in just one game, went two-thirds of an inning, had one strikeout. Didn't allow a hit, didn't allow a walk, no runs, and that's the line on the year for Reese. So not too much to work off of as he looks to really make the impression felt by the Lakeshore fans. And his one appearance came back in that game against Green Bay on July 1st, first game of the second half. And now in for the Raptors, a pinch hitter. It's Landon Gaz who takes over for Hiroto Kobayashi. And Gaz, the right-handed hitting DH now, is going to take the first pitch low for ball number one and takes over for Hiroto Kobayashi. It'll be Gaz, Carlson, and Hata due up here in the seventh. 0-1 count, taken low for ball number two, 2-0 the count. Landon Gaz staying patient up there. 2-0 comes home, and the pitch to Gaz is sent into right field, and that gets down for a hit. Leadoff single for Landon Gaz, and he is over to first base as he stands on the bag, and they threw it back to tag him real quick, but he was still set foot on the bag, so runner on first, nobody out, as it brings up Hayden Carlson to the plate. Raptors down 9 runs in the bottom of the seventh and really got to get that offense going. Still got a chance, but you got to average 3 runs per inning the rest of the way. Quick pickoff attempt back to first base, but it's in the glove of the first baseman, Nate Gray, as he keeps it there and no tag applied, so Carlson will now see first pitch, and he takes it a little south of the zone for ball number one. Preston Steiner warming up in the Raptors bullpen. So could see him out in the eighth inning after Tyler Pacetti has been dominant over 3 1/3 innings. 1-0 count. Reese nods his head. It's hit up the middle and softly over toward short. Flip 6-4, back on to first, and they got him. Double play, and That one looked a lot simpler than it was. 6-4-3 on the play as Landon Gaz is out at second. Carlson is out at first, and it brings up Noah Hata to the plate with nobody on and two outs in the bottom of the seventh. Well, Hayden Carlson not able to stay hot there. He was our pregame guest of the show today, and it was great to get to talk to him. He's still the only one that's driven in any runs this game for the Rafters as the first pitch to Hata. He shows bunt but pulls back as it's taken for ball number one. So a 1-0 count. The corner infielders are pushed in as the 1-0 count misses outside, and now 2-0 to Hata. Left-handed hitting center fielder, and he took over for Royce Clayton Jr. defensively in the top of the seventh inning. 2-0 count on the way home. It is taken for strike number one. 2-1 the count, and Hata, he was one of those new additions for the Rafters. 2-1 count on the way. This one's hit into right field, and that gets down for a hit. So Noah Hata picks up the second hit of the seventh inning for the Rafters as he gets aboard with a two-out single. Runner on first with two away in the bottom of the seventh, and the Rafters got to get some runs going here as they trail by nine. And up at the plate now, it's Carson McIntyre, one of the Rafters' hot hitters, along with Junior Barajas and Hayden Carlson. Pitch on the way home, it hits the outside edge for strike number one, an 0-1 count. McIntyre, this hasn't been his best game after he started 0-2 with a walk and a pickoff attempt back to first, but Hata dives headfirst back into the bag in plenty of time. 0-1 count to McIntyre. His walk came on nine pitches in the first inning, but he flew out to the second baseman in the third, and he popped out in the fifth. Swings and fouls one back to bring it 0-2, and McIntyre, big-time player for the Rafters to get, played in the College World Series for Oregon State. 0-2 count with the runner on first base. Pitch coming home, it misses high and away for ball number one. Now a 1-2 count, and McIntyre, the right-hander, taking on the right-hander on the mound. James Reese trying to get out of this inning without allowing a run, despite the two hits from the Rafters. 1-2 count on home, swing and a miss, strike number three, and McIntyre is retired here in the seventh inning. The Rafters, no runs on the two hits, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the eighth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, .biz.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read them by the poker face, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Great outing from Tyler Pacetti for Wisconsin Rapids as he ends up going 3 1/3 innings and is taken out of the game. He does not allow a run while allowing just 2 hits and 1 walk while striking out 2 batters over his 3 1/3 innings. No hit batters, no balks, and no wild pitches. The Rafters' new addition ended up facing 13 batters and did so on 46 pitches before he hands it off to Preston Steiner. Steiner, a new pitcher for the Rafters as well, as they've used 3 guys in this game out of the bullpen who were not on the first half roster. A.J. Buonasetta, Tyler Pacetti, and now Preston Steiner. Steiner, the left-handed pitcher, taking over for Pacetti, has the first pitch miss for ball number one, a 1-0 count. He'll be taking on Nate Gray, Owen DeShazo, and Danny Inzunza. That's who's due up here in the top of the eighth for the Chinooks. They lead 11-2. 1-0 count from Steiner. This one misses inside, and that is going to hit Nate Gray. And Steiner really struggling with his control on the outset of the season. He did already make 1 appearance for the Rafters on the road at Fond du Lac, and well, he did not have the outing he was hoping for. Didn't record an out. He allowed a walk, and then a single, and that pulled him from the game after just those 3 batters. So still looking to record his first out as a Rafters pitcher. Taking on Owen DeShazo at the plate. And DeShazo from Boston College, the right-handed hitting right fielder, always has done some damage against the Rafters, it feels like. First pitch misses inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And the pitch on the way from Steiner, that one is going to miss as well. So now a 2-0 count to DeShazo, and looking at his numbers specifically against the Rafters, DeShazo batting .267 compared to his .181 on the season, as this one is taken for ball number three, 3-0 count. Got a .983 OPS against Wisconsin Rapids entering this game. At 5 RBIs, took 5 walks, 4 hits, as this one is taken low for ball number 4, and that's back-to-back free passes from Preston Steiner. He's thrown now 6 straight balls as he's still looking for that first strike here in the 8th inning. Hands it over to Danny Inzunza now with runners on 1st and 2nd and nobody out in the top of the 8th. Rafters down 11-2, and Steiner looking to work through it. Danny Inzunza up for the 5th time this game, and the first pitch to him misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Inzunza walked in the 6th inning and struck out swinging in the 4th. 3rd inning, he drew a walk, and in the 1st, he flew out. That pitch going to miss as well, so a 2-0 count, and 8 pitches in, still looking for that first strike, so Nick Adrian going to go out and have a chat with him. As Steiner looking for the zone here. He did walk his first 2 batters that he faced back in his previous outing at Fond du Lac. And well, trying to turn it around here. Not off to the start that he's looking for. And Inzunza is a good spot to start at, based on the way that his game has gone, but got to throw it across the plate. 2-0 count. Pitch from Steiner. It's high and away for ball number 3. 3-0 the count. And now Steiner looks back towards second a couple of times. Brings the pitch home, and this one is hit high in the air out towards center field, running over to Ehada on the jog. He will make the catch, try and throw it on over to third, and the relay is instead going to go to second, And Eric Harper got knocked off the base a little bit, but that was as Owen DeShazo tried staying on the bag. And so it's going to be a flyout for Danny and Zunza, but it moves both base runners ahead one spot. So on Danny and Zunza's flyout, Nate Gray over to third, Owen DeShazo to second, and it brings up Tyler Priest to the plate with one out and runners on second and third in the top of the eighth. 11-2 Chinooks, and Tyler Priest, left-handed hitter at the plate. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch coming home, that one misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Priest 2-for-4 in the game. He lined out to left field his last time up in the sixth inning, but he had an RBI single in the fourth and in the first. Pitch here is called for strike number one, a 1-1 count, and actually looks like they've gone to a pinch hitter in this situation. And the pinch hitter here is Drew Reynolds as he swings and misses for strike number two. So a 1-2 count. A little bit surprising that they choose a lefty to go against the lefty on the mound, with Drew Reynolds coming in for Tyler Priest. New DH, and the breaking ball in there called for strike number three. Big spot for Preston Steiner as he keeps the runners on second and third. So first strikeout in a Rafters uniform for Preston Steiner as it brings up Jesse Aguirre with runners on second and third and two outs in the top of the eighth. Steiner trying to work out of it and finish his first complete inning. First pitch on the way home in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and the Rafters, their pitching staff has looked really good past the fourth inning. But the deficit right now is going to be pretty tough to come back from as this one misses low for ball number one, a 1-1 count. And, well, either way, always a fun experience to come out to the ballpark, and seems like everyone's having a good time here in Wisconsin Rapids at Witter Field. 1-1 count taken away for ball number two, so 2-1 now. And here on the 4th of July, the Rafter is going to need a big comeback effort for the win. 2-1 count on the way, taken high for ball number three, and Jesse Aguirre staying patient up there. He's already taken two free passes, was hit by a pitch in the fourth, and walked in the third. So now Steiner gets ready to bring it home. This one's ripped over to the left side, and that one gets into left field. Here comes one run. Here comes the second, and the throw will go over to second base instead. It's a two RBI single for Jesse Aguirre, and it makes it a 13-2 Chinooks lead. Ashton Poole now warming up in the Rafters bullpen, and Rafters just trying to get through this game right now. And man, it's a bit of a tough one here as the Rafters have been doing so well earlier. Pickoff attempt back towards first base, but Jesse Aguirre dives headfirst back into the bag, and so still looking for that first pitch. Cade Sears up at the plate, left-handed hitter who's up for the sixth time this game, but he's 1-for-5, puts a bunt down the left side, picked up at third, but no throw goes over. That's a great bunt from Cade Sears, and it's his second bunt single because that other single was on a bunt as well. Moves Jesse Aguirre over to second base. And it brings up Bubba Heidler with runners on first and second and two outs in the top of the eighth. Rafters down 13-2. Heidler, the new batter, he is coming up. But before that, it looks like Ziggy and the third base coach for the Chinooks are getting into an arguing match right now as the third base coach walked all the way over from the third base box down towards the Rafters dugout. and not quite sure what was going on there and having an argument between the two of them, and now the umpire is getting in the way. Ziggy up on the side right now and being issued back into the dugout, and so the umpire is talking things over as they will confer about whatever it was that was going on between the two of them. And Ziggy right now just on the edge of the dugout and shaking his head. And, well, I can't tell you exactly what went on down there, but it seemed like some sort of arguing match between Ziggy and the third base coach for Lakeshore. And the Rafters down 11 runs here. And not a great spot to be in, and so Ziggy will be talked to by the umpire crew real quick and about whatever it was that happened. And so Ziggy will head on back to the dugout real quick, as he didn't seem to argue with them at all. And well, I didn't really see much coming from Ziggy. It seemed like most of the arguing came from Lakeshore's third base coach. However, I don't have as good of a view on Ziggy as I do over at third base. So maybe I missed something. And well, either way, runners on first and second.